This time on Culture File, we're back Slaney's side at the newly designated National Opera House, which for the moment still bears a sign reading Wexford Opera House. Inside, in the dim of the pit, is percussionist Noel Eccles, who this year is climbing behind his ever-growing collection of things that go bang, boom and tinkle for the 26th year. Raymond Blake gave it a lash and joined him.
No, we're here in the pit with an enormous array of percussion equipment, some of which I might recognise, but others I really haven't a clue what they are. And these are all yours now. You've collected this equipment over many years?
Well, over 30-odd years, yeah. I mean, I've probably got the biggest independent collection, if not the biggest collection, actually. And I'm actually fascinated by it. I mean, I'm still buying and chasing stuff all the time. I love the idea that you can create an atmosphere with an instrument if you get absolutely the right instrument. It's very, very important to have the right thing for that. Well, this is the setup for the opera Silent Night by Kevin Putz, and we have a pretty vast array of instruments. I mean, there's the standard bass drums and cymbals, triangles, those sorts of things that people would know to hear what they would sound like. We have various gongs, but we have quite a large array of tuned percussion. We then have a xylophone, which similar sort of keyboard layout, but it's made out of wood, and it sounds like this. So very bright, and in the bottom end. So that's a xylophone. And we then have quite an unusual instrument called crotales, which are actually tuned metal discs. They are laid out again as a keyboard, but they have amazing sustain on them. Still ringing, yes. One interesting factor in this opera is the use of a double bass bow to play the instrument. So as well as using just sticks, we're using bows as well. So when you play the crotale with a bow, you don't get the attack, but you get the sustain. We also use the bow on the vibraphone as well, which we heard earlier on.
Tell me, would that have been your idea to do that, or is this written into the music?
That's written into the score, yeah. The composer is looking for that specific effect, and he's asked for both. So it's when you don't want an attack, but you want the ring of the instrument, you'll have that. We also have another instrument that would ring, is a glockenspiel, which again is metal bars, small metal bars, laid out in a keyboard fashion. It's a familiar sound. Like Kevin Putz uses these to great, great effect. We've also triangles in different places. We have suspended cymbals in different places. Actually, there's a cymbal that's used in this which wouldn't be that familiar, which is called a China cymbal. So instead of it being the normal shape of a cymbal, it actually curves up again at the end. So you get this sort of a sound. And in fact, you can see in the pit here, we have three of these, and that's simply to allow each of the players access to... We don't need three as such in the part, but because the players have to be stationed in certain places, we have three instruments, so for them to get around. It's one of the problems of playing in a pit, or really in any situation, when you've got a lot of equipment, you often have to jump around from one instrument to the other. And composers tend to write the sound that they want without thinking about, well, can that person get to that instrument? So it's then up to us to work out how to do that. But there's a few interesting odd things here, and actually you might be interested in this. We come down to the far end of the pit. Now we have a number of bells, tubular bells, which in this, bells are often used in opera to create the sound of churches and stuff like that. And in this particular situation, that's exactly what the bells are doing. But there are other times, like in something like Tosca, where Puccini wanted to create the sound of the city waking up on a Sunday morning, and he wrote this incredible, it's almost like a chorale for bells. And when you see it in the score, he looks for bells all sorts of different distances away from the theatre or from the action, and you're supposed to set these up all around the theatre. And in fact, Puccini was so serious about this, he spent his entire fee on having these bells created, all of different sizes, different shapes. And it's really wonderful when you get that effect done properly. We have in the pit, we have just a regular set of tubular bells. And so they have to create, sometimes in the opera, they're accenting what the brass is doing, and they're also creating a atmosphere there when there's actually a reference on stage, so I think I hear some bells. But we also have other quite unusual things. We have some tune gongs, which are basically gongs, which are pitched. So these would be made in Thailand, probably, and these would have featured again on Puccini and Turandot to create the Eastern sound. So but again, Kevin Potts has used them to supplement the sounds of the bells. But we also have this is almost endless. But we have this little piece of very delicate instrument.
It looks like a wheel hub to me.
It is. It's a brake drum from a car, and it specifically says in the part, "Brake drum very high." We're actually now down at the far end of basically the full width of the pit, and there are elements in this opera that they're pretty magical moments. You just hear this sort of thing. And they're just bombs going off around, and there's all these effects, and it's fantastically well written. Really, it's great to be playing it, actually. As you can hear, there are people coming into the theatre now. We're just short of beginning rehearsals again, and one of the things about this pit, I have to say, is it sounds really good when we're in here. It amazes me. I actually, where my position is on the far, if you're looking at the stage, it's the far right hand corner of the pit. And I can really hear the harps, which are on the absolute far side of the pit. So it has a fantastic quality about it. We're now just outside the pit. When I compare it to what the old Theatre Royal was when I used to play here with the Symphony Orchestra, we literally, I think, got 42 or 43 players, and we were right up against each other. We had very little percussion. We actually couldn't give the operas their proper due. We used to leave a lot of instruments out, whereas nowadays we're able to actually give it the full complement.
Percussionist Noel Eccles there talking to Raymond Blake, and there are still two more performances of Silent Night this coming Thursday, the 30th of October, and finally on Saturday, but it's returns only at this stage. Ah, sure, there's always next year.